Ladies and gentlemen, jury, the prosecution is not going to get that man today. No, because I'm going to get him.
I want to thank each and every one of you for joining us tonight. We got a great show lined up for you. Dr. Ted Breuer will be our guest in the first 2 hours. Healthmasters.com is the website. And in hour number three, we have Robert David Steele coming in. And folks, if you have any questions for Robert David Steele, you can email studio@hagmanandhagman.com, and we will spend the last half hour of the show with Robert David Steele answering any of your questions. We're going to jump right into the show tonight. We got a lot of news. Kathy Griffin is in this story, is making the headlines. It's kind of gone viral. For those of you who might not know, Kathy Griffin was photographed holding a Donald Trump mask, basically like an ISIS beheading, a bloody mask, and she that went viral, and she was fired from CNN. So today she held a press conference, and you want to talk about, you know, the hysteria from the far left, the Trump derangement syndrome. You know, we see it every day with the Russia narrative, and this week it's been really ratcheted up with the Trump pulling out of the climate accord. They are every one of his critics inside and outside of D.C. and in the news media are basically saying this is an act of war, that because of this, you know, everybody's going to die. The climate is going to spiral out of control, and man-made global warming is going to ruin the country. But Kathy Griffin, basically the comedian, did a mock ISIS photo with Donald Trump's head. But she held a press conference today where she had fake tears about how she has been fired from CNN, how she had lost her comedian gigs at different outlets like casinos, and she seemed very distraught. She says that he broke me. Donald Trump broke me. And she goes on this tirade talking about how old white men are, you know, coming together to silence her, and how they're ruining her career. And she also said that this would not be happening if she were a guy. I mean, you want to talk about shooting yourself in the foot. It's just amazing to me the level of insanity that the anti-Trump people have or continue to, at every turn, no matter what Trump does or what people do to Trump, the backlash is just insane. And the climate deal is a great example of this. And if you people who have been wondering whether this was a good decision to pull out of the Paris climate deal, just look at the types of people and organizations who are supporting it and who think that, you know, this is a smart move, and that'll tell you all you need to know about Trump's decision. And it definitely was the right decision. And when he says that these deals, oftentimes, you know, America gets the short end of the stick, if it's such a big deal that America is part of this, it probably means that we were going to carry most of the economic burdens, and money is the real issue here. This is why people are so upset. These politicians and globalists all expected to be able to rake in the cash from the, you know, the carbon tax and the other ways that they redistribute and steal wealth from Americans and businesses. You know, this was just a bad deal all the way around, and we'll continue to cover this, but, you know, the media and the anti-Trump people with nothing better to do, blaming Trump with every decision he makes, you know, saying that he's going to kill thousands of people and it's going to destroy life as we know it. We heard it with the healthcare. You know, Trump's decision on healthcare is going to kill, you know, millions of people, and now the same thing is coming out about the climate deal. Well, Ted Breuer is our guest, healthmasters.com, and we're going to bring him on. We got a lot of stuff we're going to get into tonight. GMO, the devastating effects, health effects of genetically modified foods, and many other topics we're going to get into tonight. Ted, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much. Joe, is Doug with you tonight, or is it just me and you?
Just you and me tonight, Ted.
Okay, that's all right. Now, Doug asked me to talk about what happened with your mom. Do you mind if I do that on the air?
No, let's jump right into it. And just before we do that, folks, want to again thank each and every person out there for the support and the prayers. I got a chance to go visit her today. She's doing better. It's going to be a long recovery process, but we can't express our thanks enough for all the support that we're getting.
Let me kind of go over with what happened to your mom. Doug talked to me about it today. I had a long conversation with him this morning. She basically, I think it was Tuesday night, if I remember right, Joe, is that correct?
Yeah.
She started having very severe stomach pains and started vomiting blood. And then Doug called the emergency people and they came and picked her up. They took her to the hospital and they had to do open exploratory surgery on her to see what was going on. And a section of her intestinal tract had basically died. And it's called necrosis is what it's called. And they had to do a resection of her small intestine. And they had to take a certain section of the intestinal tract out that was causing the problems. And I want to discuss in detail why I personally think that happened tonight. And I'm going to give you some pretty substantial research, and I gave it to Doug already today, and what your mom can do about this. But right now, guys, continue to pray for Renee Hagman. Continue to support them financially. I'm sure they've got a major deductible on this health care policy they're on. And so if you can send them some money to support them, just show your love for Doug and Joe and for Renee and let them know that you appreciate them. And I'm going to talk about why I think what happened to her, and why it's continuing to happen with intestinal disorders and allergies and all of this stuff. So this show tonight is going to be devoted to Renee for the first portion of it, because I want her to be healthy and I want to kind of expose what happened from a chemical standpoint. So I want everybody to listen, because this can happen to you. It can happen to your loved ones. It can happen to a lot of people that you know because of what they're doing to the food supply. This is all part of that Rockefeller, George Soros, Rothschild population decrease. And they're basically poisoning the food. I'm going to tell you how they're poisoning the food tonight and what they're giving us that's so bad. Now, 2 weeks ago, Doug, or Joe, when I was on with you guys, I talked about how the BT corn toxin was approved and how basically corn now is being labeled as a pesticide and also is being sprayed with Roundup continually to make sure they keep the weeds down on it. And tonight we're going to talk about Monsanto. I'm going to do a number on Monsanto tonight, and I'm going to document everything that I say because I've had enough of this. I covered some of this material several years ago with you guys, but after what happened with the Renee, I really want to go into it too. And also we're going to talk tonight about where have all the alpha men gone. We put a whole new alpha male protocol together to help bring your testosterone levels up, to increase your drive, to increase your libido, to increase your how you felt when you were young, to bring these levels back up, and what they're doing and how they're feminizing men with all the estrogen in the food supply and how they're linking into the body, elevating estrogen that can be actually detected now in the blood systems of men, and why we have a bunch of girly men running around everywhere and how it's gotten much, much worse. But I'd like to get started with Monsanto first, Joe, if I can.
Yeah, let's just do this, because there's a number of stories that continue to break about Monsanto, specifically about Monsanto colluding with the EPA in a Roundup cancer cover-up. And this broke, this is something you've been talking about for a while, but this broke in the news between March and May.
I've got it right now, but I also want to say I covered this on my show today because I wanted to make sure that it was vetted first before I cover it on your show, and I found it in dozens of other news sites now. Now, I haven't seen any of it on the mainstream news, and I don't think you will, but Melania Trump has now banned, according to multiple articles now that I've read, has banned Monsanto products from the White House. Have you heard this yet, Joe?
No, I haven't, but that's a very...
This is beyond huge. That's why I wanted to really nail Monsanto tonight. Let me give you a couple of things. This is by Baxter Dimitri, and there are a whole bunch of articles. You can find it all over the web. First Lady Melania Trump has banned Monsanto products from the White House after learning the health effects associated with consuming GM foods and corn, according to reports. While the public debate rages about the safety of genetically modified food, Melania Trump says as far as she's concerned, GM products are best avoided. Quote, Barron's health has improved out of sight since we started eating organic, non-genetically modified food, said the First Lady. After researching exactly where Monsanto genetically modified corn appeared in her family's diet and the negative effects, and basically she could, quote, she was amazed at the place this company has in the food chain. The first lady, who proudly described herself as a full-time mom, quote, then realized Monsanto products offer other genetically modified crops such as soy, sugar beets, etc. These products form the foundation of many Americans' diets. In the interest of her son's Barron's health, as well as her home, Melania decided to eliminate processed foods containing GM crops from her family home. But as Melania explained, it wasn't easy because 70 to 80% of the food is processed through Monsanto. And then she goes on to say there are FDA, well, she doesn't say this, but another article says there are brave FDA scientists speaking out against the official company line pushed by their corrupt superiors. And they've repeatedly warned that GM foods can create unpredictable, hard-to-detect side effects, including allergies, toxins, and new diseases and nutritional problems, health risks. Goes into the animal studies. High fructose corn syrup has been renamed. In the first lady's case, her self-education led her to a total ban on Monsanto-tainted products in her household, exclusively ordering organic products that were not grown with GM seeds. Melania said in order to live up to the commitment, she had to do a lot of research. Quote, I have a friend who has a sustainable food, who's a sustainable food advocate, and I got in touch with dozens of health food stores and manufacturers to ask where they source their products, the first lady said. Quote, I spent a lot of time at farmers markets asking farmers what seed companies they buy from before making purchases. Quote, it took a few months, but I finally managed to get Monsanto out of my life completely. This is the first lady of the United States, Joe. If this will hit mainstream news, which is going to hit now tonight since you guys are reporting on it, and if it indeed is a true story, even though I found dozens and dozens of references about this, it will absolutely open people's minds to what these types of foods are doing to the food supply and what it's doing to people in general. Now, I've got an article here. I'm going to cover this. And basically what it does, it goes into detail on Monsanto's sealed documents reveal the truth behind the Roundup's toxicological dangers. This is an article by Gale and Null. Now, this article is a couple of years old, actually about a year and a half old, and I covered it on your show about a year and a half ago, but I want to cover it again because of what's happened to Renee, and I'm going to specifically say certain words in here that are going to tie directly together to cell necrosis and intestinal necrosis. The year 2015 has not been kind to Monsanto. Now, by the way, Monsanto has since been bought up by Bayer. Now, remember who facilitated this. It was the Rothschild group that did this. This is what they do. This is their interlocking corporate directorships and stock purchases. These are the same guys who are the Sabatine Cabalists that we've gone into detail many times on your show about who they are, a group that's been disavowed by mainstream Judaism. This is a group that basically worships Satan. This is a group of people that are basically the Rothschilds and a bunch of the world elite, and all of their weird, sick rituals that they do, and it's all about population reduction, and it's all about poisoning the population to bring down the entire population of the planet, even if they use a product like this, they're going to do it. And there's many other types of products out there that are as equally as bad that we've talked about, but tonight I want to focus on this. In March, the World Health Organization declared that the company's flagship product is herbicide glyphosate, or Roundup, is a probable human carcinogen. And this month, California's Environmental Protection Agency lost plans to label Roundup as a carcinogen. Glyphosate is the most widely used herbicide in the world today. Over 130 countries currently permit extensive use of the chemical. The U.S. is the largest consumer and uses approximately 20% of the world supply of glyphosate. The latest reliable figures from the U.S. Geological Survey record 280 million pounds of Roundup were used in 2012, nearly a pound of Roundup for every American, Joe. Over the years, a large body of independent research has accumulated and now collectively provides a sound rationale to confirm that glyphosate is far more toxic and poses more serious health risks to animals and humans than Monsanto and the U.S. government admit. Among many of the diseases and health conditions non-industry studies identified, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and autism, since Roundup has been shown to instigate aluminum accumulation in the brain. The herbicide has been responsible for reproductive problems such as infertility, miscarriages, and neural tube and birth defects. It is a causal agent for a variety of cancers, brain, breast, prostate, lung, and non-Hodgkin lymphoma. Other disorders include chronic kidney and liver diseases, diabetes, heart disease, hyperthyroidism, and leaky gut syndrome. There's tying directly into the digestive tract. In addition to lung cancer, glyphosate may be responsible for today's growing epidemics of chronic respiratory illnesses from farm workers and their families. The company has had the financial means to retain large international PR firms to quell the reality of the research. And, of course, it has Hillary Clinton and Bill Gates as its celebrity cheerleaders. The EPA continues to align itself with Monsanto's safety claims and glyphosate's risk to kidneys, reproductive, and carcinogenic damages. While the company managed to successfully dodge scientific research outside of its purview, the tables would certainly turn if it could be proven in court that Monsanto has known for decades that glyphosate is one of the most toxic substances ever launched on the public, which adversely affects almost every tissue and cell in a mammal's body. The question could be, could Monsanto be charged with crimes of omission and more deservingly against humanity? Now, I'm only reading part of this article. It's too long. So you go to read the whole article. The scenario may not be a fantasy or wishful thinking of the GMO proponents. The case's precedent has been laid out in the courts before. In November 1998, the U.S. government won a judgment against the four largest tobacco companies, Philip Morris, Reynolds Brown, Williamson, and Lorillard. High-ranking executives were found to have approved the inclusion of known addictive and carcinogenic chemicals such as coumarin in his cigarettes to increase smoking sales and profits. Before the trial, there had never been a lawsuit lost by a tobacco company because no one could prove, listen to the show, with an absolute medical certainty that smoking had ever caused lung cancer. During congressional hearings, however, all seven CEOs representing four tobacco companies lied under oath, including many scientists, and I'm adding that, stating they had no knowledge about an association between nicotine or brain addiction. I can't even believe they say stuff like this. Their rationale was they believed that the research data and marketing strategies were protected under proprietary secrecy claims, and therefore they could avoid conviction. The guilty verdict, which resulted in tobacco master settlement agreement against the tobacco companies, enforced a minimum of $206 billion settlement over 25 years. Many of the critics of the agreement state the settlement was too merciful because no tobacco executive went to prison. During the latter half of 1970s, Monsanto's leading products were under federal inquiry and public assault regarding safety. Dioxin had been banned. They also brought us Agent Orange, by the way. Safety concerns arose over its sweetener saccharin, and cyclamates were removed from the market. The company attempts to get a new artificial sweetener, aspartame, confronted obstacles during FDA research. Independent research has shown that aspartame causes brain tumors, brain cancer, seizures, headaches, optic nerve degradation in mammals. Monsanto has also been caught and charged for falsifying scientific data on glyphosate. However, on earlier occasions, two laboratories Monsanto outsourced research were caught and indicted. And in 1978, the EPA busted the industrial biotest laboratories for rigging laboratory results. The company's executives were found guilty for submitting fabricated data supporting glyphosate positively to the government. There is now an enormous cache of evidence that was basically received through the Freedom of Information Act. Monsanto, in fact, conducted numerous studies in the 70s and 80s on glyphosate toxicity and health risks. Anthony Sampson is an independent research scientist. He was unable to gain access to the research reports and data Monsanto submitted to the EPA. He was able to get it through the Freedom of Information request. He turned to his senator's office and assisted the procurement of the studies after he saw it. Months later, he received 15,000 pages, Joe, of research from Monsanto with complete glyphosate research from Monsanto. With his co-investigator, Dr. Stephanie Seneff at MIT, the two have been reviewing the Monsanto's data. Their conclusion is Monsanto's claims about glyphosate's safety are patently false. The company has shown for almost four decades that glyphosate is responsible for a large variety of cancers and organ failures. Clearly, it was this reason that Monsanto demanded the data reports to be sealed and hidden from public scrutiny. Monsanto represented the data, said Samsel, and deliberately covered up data to bring glyphosate to the market. In order to minimize and cancel out its adverse findings, listen to this. Samsel explained that Monsanto had relied upon earlier historical animal-controlled data, toxicological research with animals that were already afflicted with cancer and organ failures and were used in the control group, and they were completely unrelated to glyphosate. In other words, they used sick animals, Joe, that had cancer so that it just showed that it would show when the glyphosate was given to them that the control group got cancer along with the other animals that got cancer from the glyphosate. They actually did this. Many of Monsanto's own studies required the inclusion of extraneous studies in order to cancel out the damaging results. In other words, they fudged the numbers. And this is not an uncommon industry habit, particularly in toxicological science. It enables corporations to mask undesirable outcomes and make claims that observable illness and disease are spontaneous occurrences without known causal factors. Frequently, Monsanto would have to rely on three external control studies to negate the adverse effects of a single study. Sampson found that in one of Monsanto's data, there were 5 and 7 other studies and 11 unrelated studies were necessary to diminish the severity of its own findings. In other words, they were having to add a bunch of studies to their own findings, Joe, in order to prove that the product didn't cause cancer. In effect, glyphosate received licensure based on a platform of junk tobacco science by ignoring cause and effect relationships behind the onset of multiple cancers and other life-threatening diseases throughout many of its research trials. Monsanto engaged in a radical scientific denialism that has since been ranked, has raked in tens of billions of dollars, much more than that now. In addition, Monsanto's studies included dosages from low to high range. Sampson observed that the glyphosate low dosages were equally, if not more toxic than higher dosages. The 2-year study found that glyphosate administered an ultra-low dose in drinking water altered over 4,000 gene clusters in the livers of kidneys of rat, in the livers and kidneys of rats. And here it comes with your mom, and this is how I tie this together. And it's hard to do this with human studies because they're not there. The alteration, the study reports, were consistent with fibrosis and necrosis. Necrosis is dead tissue, which is what your mom had. Mitochondrial membrane dysfunction and ischemia. During its years investigating glyphosate's toxicity and bioactivity, Monsanto conducted hundreds of trials on rats, mice, beagles, dogs, rabbits, and other life. Among the many cancers and diseases Monsanto's own research found associated with glyphosate are cancer of the pituitary gland, glioma tumors of the brain, sarcomas of the heart, malignant tumors in the lungs, metastatic sarcomas of the lymph gland, prostate cancer, cancer of the bladder, thyroid cancer, and basal skeletal squamous skin tumors. In female mammals, there were cancers of the lung, liver, thymus, stomach, bladder, adrenal glands, ovaries, colon, uterus, parathyroid, and mammary glands. This is some poisonous stuff, Joe. One of Monsanto's claims is that glyphosate doesn't bioaccumulate in tissues. Glyphosate was radio-labeled with carbon-14 and given in 10-milligram dosages. After only 24 hours, the toxic chemical was found in the lungs and all body fluids, lymph, blood, urine, and cerebral spinal fluid within 24 hours. Glyphosate also accumulated in the bone by 30 parts per million and the bone marrow by 4 parts per million. Monsanto's studies were comprehensive. It found an accumulation of the chemical in the red cells, the thyroid, the uterus, the colon, the testicles, the ovaries, the shoulder muscles, the nasal mucosa, the heart, the lung, the small intestine, which your mom had this happen with her, and abdominal muscle in the eyes. Sampson and Seth noted that the bioaccumulation in the pancreas was not reported. Why would such meticulous efforts be made to measure radio-labeled carbon-14-laced glyphosate levels in other organs and body fluids and not the pancreas? The scientists believe this was deliberate. Sampson notes that glyphosate does particular number on the lungs. Lung cancers such as adenocarcinomas are on the rise. During the PNR, the public radio interview, Seth stated that the pancreas may be driving glyphosate to gather in the lungs. The occurrence of cataracts is rising rapidly, particularly in Midwestern states where there is a huge amount of glyphosate infiltration of the water supply and overspray on crops such as North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, Iowa, Kansas, and Missouri. According to Prevent Blindness America statistics, 17% of adults over 40 years of age have cataract problems. The NIH project's rate will reach nearly 40% by 2030. Monsanto's studies show that glyphosate activity eye may be contributing to cataract epidemics. When glyphosate reacts with the skin, along with the nitrous acid and metabolites that contribute to skin cancer. It goes on, and finally, in conclusion, during the recent years, dozens of states are submitting bills to label non-GMO foods. These bills produce are heavily laced with glyphosate residue. Not only are GM crops, but even non-GM produce are sprayed with Roundup. According to the Organic Consumers Association, non-organic and non-GMA foods such as wheat, barley, oats, peas, lentils, and beans, sugarcane, in many cases sugar beets, are also being sold to farmers as a desiccant to dry out their crops so they could harvest them. In other words, they're sprayed on crops, not for weed control, Joe, but to dry the crops up before harvest to increase the crop yield. In other words, they may get a few more bushels per acre by spraying glyphosate on the entire crop just a few days before it harvests because it causes all the greenery to die and to dry up. Now, in addition to that, high fructose corn syrup has been quietly renamed. Remember, high fructose corn syrup is sprayed with glyphosate. It's the corn. and it's also been used as a pesticide. And now everybody got rid of high fructose corn syrup, so now the FDA has allowed it to come in as a natural sweetener, and they're changing the name on this, and now they don't want to use the high fructose corn syrup anymore, so now they're calling this no high fructose corn syrup on the label, but turn it over and the ingredient list says new isolated fructose, which is again high fructose corn syrup. Another one, glyphosate disrupts DNA function, causing medical chaos in the form of multiple diseases, including Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and say the researchers. This is an article by Julie Wilson, and it goes into detail about what it does and how it's been linked to all these different types of diseases. And then there's another article by Mercola that says how Monsanto promotes worldwide infertility. Monsanto has a long and infamous history of manufacturing and bringing to market such chemicals as DDT, Agent Orange, aspartame, Roundup, and dioxins, chemical compounds from which society continues to feel the ill effects, including PCBs, which is all produced by Monsanto. And Joe, this is just the first part of this show tonight, but that's pretty much all I'm going to talk about with Monsanto right now. But guys, listen to me. You have to eat organic. I'm going to tell you some stories in a few minutes of a person I met just this week who wasn't eating organic and what it's done to his gut. You guys need to stay tuned. I'll be right back along with Joe.
Yeah, and Ted, there's some people in the chat who are I saw some general questions about how to make sure that when you buy food, how to identify what is genetically modified and what is not. So maybe we can go over that when we come back. Folks, you're listening to Dr. Ted Brewer of HealthMasters.com on this edition of the Hagmann Report. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Visit HagmannReport.com for the news and articles that matter most. Stay tuned. We will be right back. In a thrilling series of novels, T.C. Joseph takes us into the lives of three families who struggle to maintain normal lives in a world where conspiracy theory and Bible prophecy collide. T.C. Joseph's viewpoint of alternative history and understanding of prophetic events will change your view of the world and the events on our horizon. Kirkus Review states, readers of end times fiction will be hard-pressed to find it done more intriguingly than this. Extremely readable and fast-paced, Blue Wink Reviews boldly states, fans of Tim LaHaye's Left Behind series and Tom Parada's The Leftovers will find this thought-provoking series absolutely riveting. Order your copies of T.C. Joseph's This Generation series from Amazon.com. Book 1, Precipice. Book 2, Pentecost. And Book 3, Penance.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You may never look at your city, town, or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood, a murder investigation based upon a true story by private investigator Douglas J. Hagmann. Using the character Mark Stiles, Hagmann takes you on a journey behind the scenes where the homicide becomes a secondary to an underworld of satanic ritual abuse, child abduction, and even mind-controlled experimentation. A world dismissed as conspiracy by those who want to keep its secrets hidden. Exposing the dangers, denials, and deceptions. For 5 years, a brutal killer remained on the loose, free to kill again. As Mark struggles to navigate the maze of bizarre twists and untangle a web of deeply hidden secrets kept by some of the most powerful and influential people in his community and beyond. Stained by Blood. Order your copy of this engaging novel today at HagmannandHagmann.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood.
welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to this edition of the Hagmann Report. Today is Friday, the 2nd of June, and Dr. Ted Breuer is our guest, healthmasters.com. He also has a radio show right here on Global Star Radio Network. If you go to healthmasters.com, there you can find the information. There's a 24-hour live listen live phone number, and the show airs right after our show. So if you just stay tuned in to Global Star Radio Network, as soon as our show ends, Dr. Ted and Austin's show begins. I want to bring you a quick word from one of our sponsors, from Greenovative. The folks at Greenovative want to remind our audience that June is the beginning of big summer weather. June 1st is the start of hurricane season, and we're already seeing severe weather all throughout the Midwest, from tornadoes to thunderstorms to fires. We know how this stuff goes, and it happens every year. And also, don't forget about Dad. Father's Day is June 18th. If Dad is one of those guys who has everything and likes to be prepared, or is a gadget guy, he will love the G-Mag saltwater-powered battery charger. Greenovative wants everybody to be ready when the power goes out, and for Dad to get something way cool for Father's Day. After intense negotiations with Greenovative, in an underground bunker outside of Erie, Pennsylvania, we have secured, once again, a 15% Hagmann audience discount for all of their G-Mag charger packages. And if ordered by June 7th, Dad will receive his by Father's Day. To take advantage of this excellent offer in effect right now, go to www.greenovative.com and enter the discount code Hagmann. Again, greenovative.com, enter the discount code Hagmann for a 15% discount on all the G-Mag charger packages. And again, don't forget Dad, as Father's Day is approaching. You will be glad you did. That's greenovative.com. Now, back with our guest, Dr. Ted Breuer of healthmasters.com. Ted, you're getting a lot of positive responses to the first segment in breaking down the health dangers of GMO foods from Monsanto and glyphosate. And we talked a little bit about how Monsanto has been caught colluding with the EPA to cover up the cancer cover-up, that Roundup and glyphosate.
I'm just getting started on these guys, but real quick, we've got a special for you guys tonight. It's the Alpha Mail Stack is what we're going to call this.
Alpha Mail Stack.
Yeah, I've had enough of that. I had an 18-year-old kid who went to high school, and all my kids know each other, and he goes to church with us, and the kid basically is, he needs an alpha male in his life, let me put it that way. He's kind of feminine. And so I tried to get him to work out with me and do a few things, and it just, I couldn't get him focused, couldn't get him to do what he needed to do. And so I finally began to realize that what's happening is we're having massive estrogen increases in our blood supply, and I started doing research on it, and sometimes men's estrogens are actually higher because of these exposures we're going to talk about in the next hour than women's estrogens are. So we put together what's called an alpha male stack to bring your testosterone up and bring your estrogen levels down as a man. Guys, you don't want estrogen in your system. It makes your face soft. You lose your chiseled jaw. You start getting breasts. I mean, it's a big mess. And so estrogen has been invasive now in the food supply because they give cows and sheep and chickens and everything else estrogen compounds, and along with antibiotics many times, to make them get fat. And this is what it's doing to men all over the country. So we have a protocol that's normally around $200. And we have it on sale for 15% off. And that includes shipping, by the way. We're going to free ship it. And it's 15% off. There's no coupon code with it. Just go to the front page of the website. You order it. This is our HGH Stimulate. This is the number one selling product that we carry. It's like a natural Viagra in men. It helps really help maintain healthy blood pressure. That's normally $85. That's in the package, too. And then this is the estrogen care. This one really, really, really binds the estrogen in the body in a guy, and it lets them get the testosterone. Because remember, estrogen and testosterone are antagonistic. And then we have a special brand of Tribulus Bulgarian Fuel. This product is unbelievable. And it really elevates testosterone. And then we have zinc, which is necessary for proper sperm production. We've had a 90% reduction in sperm counts in men in the United States. And oh, by the way, Austin's wife is pregnant again, so obviously his sperm is doing okay.
Ah, congratulations.
Thanks. And then we have the super vitamin potent E. And all of that's normally around $200. We have it, I think, it's around 160 something or 170, something like that. But that includes the freight. It's a huge sale. We've never put this stack together. And I did it specifically because of the estrogen in the food supply. and all of the plastics that we're handling and the BPA that we're handling and all these things and what they're doing to men. So I can also title it, Where Have All the Alpha Males Gone? And we'll talk more about that in a few minutes. But let's go back to glyphosate. I have a friend of mine who owns, he owns a fly-in community up in Gainesville, Clayton, Georgia. And I met him a few months back, and he's lost a bunch of weight, but he's having some severe health problems, and he was, and so, and gout and a few other things. I'm not going to mention his name. I told him I was going to discuss him on the show. I'm just not going to mention his name. And I met with him, and he was having really, really bad intestinal problems and allergy problems and leaky gut. And I met with him in Clayton several months ago, then I saw him again here at the fly-in in Lakeland. He came over for dinner one night with his wife, and then I saw him again last Saturday. We called him up, and we were going through Clayton, and I invited him to lunch. And there's an organic restaurant in Clayton, Georgia, small town, and I love eating there. And I told him I'd like to take him to lunch there. And he goes, well, no, I've got a better restaurant that has better food, and the food is clean. He says, you know I eat clean. I said, okay, fine, we'll go to the restaurant. And so he picked us up because we were in the RV. So he picked us up because you can't park this thing, right? It's too hard to park. So he picked us up. He took us to this restaurant. And he goes, every day they have wild, fresh-caught, hook-caught salmon. And I get a beet salad with it every day. It's on a bed of lettuce and, you know, cut up beets. And I said to him, I said, are the beets GMO? Have they been sprayed with glyphosate? Has the lettuce been sprayed with pesticides? He goes, well, I don't know. They say it's clean eating here, so I believe that it's all organic. And I said, well, why don't we ask the owner? So about that time, the owner comes walking in. So the owner comes over and I ask him, I said, can I ask you a question? He goes, sure. I said, are your beets organic? Remember, almost all beets are GMO beets, glyphosate beets, pesticide beets. And he goes, oh, absolutely not. You know, we can't get the organic food here. We don't buy anything local. So all we do is basically get it from the local food supplier, and nothing we have in the restaurant is organic. And I looked at my friend, and my friend asked me, well, is the salad organic? He goes, no, man, nothing's organic. You know, it's all got pesticides on it. Oh, God. Yeah. Like, this is some kind of badge of honor, right, Joe? And so I'm sitting here in this restaurant now thinking, I'm paying for this lunch. This is awful. I don't even want to be here. I'm thinking to myself, this is, I got to pay for a meal that I don't even want to eat. So I ordered some asparagus and some carrots, which I knew they had limited amounts of spray on them, and they don't spray those crops before they harvest them. So I thought, okay, I'll get away with that. And I did order the wild-caught salmon, which was absolutely delicious. And so he orders the same thing. He orders a beet salad again. The same thing he's been eating. And then he looked at me and he goes, well, they tell me I have leaky gut. Can you explain that to me? I said, sure. I said, it's kind of like this. You know, you have a colander, and it has like a screen in the bottom of it, and you can wash your vegetables in it, and your vegetables don't fall through, and it's like a screen. That's called a semi-permeable membrane. So your intestinal tract is what's called a semi-permeable membrane, because it absorbs certain types of nutrients, and they go into the bloodstream, and the other nutrients it doesn't absorb. And what happens, to make it very simple, it's not anatomically correct, but it's the way it works, is the screen gets too big in the gut, and it allows foreign proteins to go into the bloodstream, which your body then creates antibodies against, and then your body sees it as a foreign protein invader, and you develop all of these allergies against those foods. That's why so many people have allergies off the charts now, because they don't do immunizations, because his wife, her son, is like 14 years old, and he was totally healthy until he got his shot when he was like 3 or 4 months old, and he immediately went basically brain damaged. If he had a massive cytokine storm, his brain inflamed, his brain swelled, and he's been brain damaged and completely an invalid his entire life now. He's 14 years old. And it was directly from the immunizations, according to them, and I believe that. Now, what's interesting about this is the guy eats pretty clean. So then I started explaining to him, I said, well, when you spray pesticides on food, it poisons you. When you spray glyphosate on food, it poisons the food. And it doesn't wash off and it doesn't cook off. And plus, you're eating the salad raw, and you're eating the fish well cooked, which is good. And I said, the problem is you're getting all of this spray on your salad. Well, he goes, well, I'm not going to eat the salad. So he didn't eat the salad. He decided not to eat it. And I said, that's one of the reasons that your gut still has a problem with leaky gut. That's one of the reasons you're probably still suffering with some of these other conditions, including gout. And I said, it's because you're not eating clean. He goes, well, I thought I was eating clean. I said, no, man, it's different than what you think it is. You have to specifically ask questions when you go to a restaurant, and you need to ask them, are your foods certified organic that you serve here? Now, it has to be certified organic, because anybody can say natural. Natural doesn't mean anything. At every part of a plant's life, it was natural one time. It can be soaked in glyphosate. It can be soaked in pesticides. And they can put natural, because it naturally grows in the yard. Okay, that's how they're able to do that. So natural means nothing. So when it says all natural chicken, it doesn't mean anything. If it says certified organic chicken, that's totally different. That means they have to prove that that chicken has not been exposed to any GMO food, GMO feed, GMO content at all, and it's certified organic. And that's what he finally understood. So I called him back yesterday now, and I said to him, I said, because he was eating at this restaurant literally every single day, and I called him back and I said, how do you feel? He goes, Ted, it's amazing. He goes, my energy levels have gone back through the roof. He says, I haven't eaten there for almost, 5 days now. He goes, I'm starting to feel really good again. And my brain's clearing up. I'm getting rid of the brain fog. And I said, well, that's because your liver now is processing all of these poisons, which it has to do, and it's getting it out of your system. And I said, now what will happen is you have that leaky gut, and there's a set of supplements that you can use for that. And so I gave him an entire list of the leaky gut stuff that I would use for leaky gut, including sauerkraut, by the way, and cabbage. And the cabbage is really, really important. I'll give you the list I gave him right now.
And Ted, if you can, the sauerkraut. We talked about this one of the last times you were on. Why is sauerkraut so good for your gut health?
I'm going to tell you that just a second.
Okay.
Here's the protocol for leaky gut. And this is just the way this is how you do it. Number one, in fact, I'm reading you the text I sent to him. Said, here is your protocol for leaky gut and for intestinal health. All products are available at healthmasters.com. Number one, the multiple, the methylated B, the C, D3, K2, the E, black seed cold processed oil, the turmeric for inflammation, zinc, astragalus, GHI cleanse, living fuel, plus no GMO foods, all organic, no pork, shellfish, margarine, alcohol, soy, aspartame, trans fats, tap water, sugar, high fructose corn syrup. And I said, call me with any questions. Now, the reason I wanted to do all of this today with you guys is because of your mom. Now, he's doing absolutely wonderful by just cutting out those GMO foods. He's doing much better already. Now, there's some things that you can do. Let me tell you why cabbage is so good. I want to read this to you because I pulled all this. In fact, I sent all this to your dad today. I told you I'd send your dad a bunch of information on cabbage juice, which is what sauerkraut's made out of, because the cabbage juice is so important from a health standpoint. And I'm going to read you this, why it is. Here's some benefits of fresh cabbage, and this is an article by a Hader, and I'm just going to read you part of it. Now, my personal experience with cabbage is this. I was having skin allergies, Joe, which is very frustrating to me because I couldn't figure out how to fix it. So finally I thought, well, I'm going to start just hammering sauerkraut. I'm going to start hammering this cabbage, and I'm going to see if my gut will heal itself because I really felt as though I had a little bit of leaky gut. Not much, but a little bit. So I adjusted my nutrient intake. I started taking the supplements I just recommended for you guys a second ago. So if you're having really bad allergies and stuff, it could be leaky gut. And here's some things about cabbage that you're going to love. Cabbage juice is full of phytonutrients. It helps to get rid of free radicals in the body. Cabbage juice boosts the body's ability to detoxify the toxins in your body. Cabbage juice basically is a great anti-inflammatory agent, helping to rid your body of other degenerative inflammatory diseases like autoimmune diseases, also with the leaky gut. It also works for asthma and even bronchitis. It also works wonders for gastric ulcers and diverticulosis and for healing digestive problems in general. Cabbage juice contains sulforaphane that kills the bacteria causing peptic ulcers, Helicobacter pylori, and cabbage juice helps protect the GI tract from gastric reflux. Cabbage juice also contains the amino acid glutamine, which is really good for rebuilding the intestinal tract. I have that, by the way, in a separate product that is very important for good digestive health. I'll send some up to your mom, by the way, Joe. And cabbage juice contains iodine, which helps to protect the GI tract from invaders. Cabbage juice boosts the immune system. It also works to promote and regulate T cells and helps the treatment of allergies of a chemical called histidine. Cabbage juice lowers cholesterol and also detoxes the liver. And cabbage juice is a powerful antioxidant. Red cabbage juice is full of amazing amounts of vitamin C. Plus, cabbage juice contains sulforaphane, which is the most important chemicals for the fighting off of cancer. Plus, it's rich in iron. Cabbage juice works to slow the conversion of carbs and sugars into fat, and thus helps you to lose weight. When you drink cabbage juice, you also get the nutrients into your system much faster, cutting absorption time from hours to a little more than 10 or 15 minutes. Red cabbage juice contains a lot of omega-3 fats. Now, I just want to read you part of his article, and this guy has a PhD, and he's actually a pretty smart guy, did a really good article. I actually signed up for his website. And so the thing about this, guys, is this. I want to be in a place in my life, I'm 61 years old, where I can say, I'm so glad I did, not I wish I would have. Now, I'm going to repeat that. I'm so glad I did not. I wish I would have. I'm so glad I took vitamins for the past 37 years when I started Health Masters, because now I feel absolutely wonderful. I don't have a problem with cataracts. I'm in my 60s. I mean, I run around, my the broken foot that I broke a couple months ago is completely healed. And then, and I found out later that that particular type of fracture only heals in about 60% of the, about 40% of the people. The other 60% of the people have problems with sometimes the rest of their life. Mine's completely fine and I'm 60 years old. And the reason that happens is our powdered multiple vitamin contains a special type of calcium. And when you combine that with the D3 K2, it goes right straight to the bones and heals the bones and increases bone density. That's why I always tell people, always make sure if you're taking D3, take it with K2 because it helps to make the bones stronger instead of storing that extra calcium in your arteries and calcifying your arterial walls. But that's why I sent your dad the information on the cabbage juice. And I told him, I was very respectful to the attending physician. I said, look, Doug, ask your attending physician if it's okay for you to start bringing her fresh cabbage juice. Now, here's the problem with cabbage juice. You can't refrigerate it once you squeeze it. It starts to lose its potency within minutes. So you have to squeeze it and then drink it within 4 or 5 minutes after you make it, or you can probably get away with an hour or so, but after that, you have to re-squeeze it and start it over again. You can't refrigerate it and store it. So I asked your father to pick up a juicer. You can buy those for $100, a pretty good one, and grind the cabbage. It has to be organic cabbage and drink the juice. I've seen it work miracles with ulcers. In fact, I've never not seen an ulcer that wasn't cleared up by using 8 ounces of cabbage juice 5 to 6 times a day. I mean, I've not seen it not work every single time, 100% of the time. Now, I'm not making that claim, but I'm just telling you that's what I've seen. So it's amazing what it does for intestinal health, and I know what just eating the sauerkraut did for me. And also, like this article said, it actually helped me drop a few pounds, which I like that, because it really increases the fiber content of the colon, helps to heal the colon, helps to decrease what's called fecal transit time, so you use the bathroom a lot faster. Now, a lot of you guys aren't going to like sauerkraut. I got that. I understand that. Some people just can't stand sauerkraut, but you can still drink cabbage juice. And if you're a little concerned of the way it tastes, throw an organic apple in there with the juice and just juice an apple, mix it with the cabbage juice, and it makes it taste a lot better. If you don't like the color, throw an organic beet in there with it. So you can use the cabbage juice with a beet with an organic apple. Now, that tastes really good. And you can drink that the same as you would just the raw cabbage juice. And it really, really helps to heal the gut, guys. And I can't tell you how important this is, especially now that we're seeing that that Roundup, that this glyphosate will actually cause necrosis of tissue, which is exactly what your mom had. Part of her intestinal tract had died. And they had to dissect it out, cut it out, and restitch it together. They had to resect her small intestine. They say, are you 100% positive this was caused by glyphosate? No, I'm not. Because you can't prove that. Because I believe that it was. That's my personal opinion. But the problem is, you can't intentionally try to cause intestinal necrosis in human beings. This is how the pharmaceutical company gets away with all of their junk that they do, and this is how the cigarette companies got away with all the stuff they do. You can't intentionally do a double-blind clinical research study to try to cause brain cancer or lung cancer or any other kind of cancers in anybody using a certain product. It's not medically ethical. You can't do that, and there's always that quote-unquote little bit of doubt when you're doing the animal studies. So I can't say that for 100% certain that's what happened to Renee Jo, but I will say it's in my opinion that is of high probability that's what happened. So guys, listen to me for a second. When you go to the grocery store, make sure, it's bad. Whole Foods is bad about this. They'll put out food that's been sprayed with glyphosate and they won't tell you that it's not GMO. Whole Foods was one of the biggest grocery store chains that was against the labeling act that Obama passed last year, the DARK Act, allowing Monsanto to continue to produce all this poison and not disclose it on the label. And we talked about this in depth 2 weeks ago on your show, how they got that BT corn through and how they got all these toxins and all these allergies that the people are having. So guys, make sure it's certified organic. Know your grocer. Know who you're getting this from to make sure that it's not mislabeled. That's the only way you're going to know, and you got to trust it at that point to believe that it's correct, unless you want to get the testing equipment to test everything you eat for glyphosate, which you can do that. But it's going to be very time consuming. So I don't do that. We eat really clean, Joe. We only eat sort of certified organic foods here at the house. We very, very rarely eat out. People say, well, it costs more to eat like that at home. Yes, it does. It runs about 30% more for your food. But guys, if you stop eating out 3 or 4 times a week, you're going to save that money immediately. I mean, that little meal that I had at that junk food restaurant up there in Clayton, it cost me $70 for 4 people to have lunch. I mean, it's expensive.
Yeah.
I think that's $70. How many dozens of organic eggs I could have bought for that, Joe?
Crazy. They say that eating out is about 4 times more expensive than grocery shopping. And
no, it is.
To the to what what me and my wife have been doing is we've been buying all organic fruits and vegetables. And
that's right.
It's not something that, you know, we ever made a priority of in the past, but, you know, for maybe about the last 6 months, we've been exclusively buying organic fruits and vegetables. And I got to say that the one thing that we did was with oranges. We got a bag of the organic oranges and we got a bag of regular oranges. And the taste, the amount, how juicy they were, it was just like night and day, the difference. And
well, it deals with sugar content. See, the organic fruit and vegetables are so much better. People come to my house all the time. And we're working on a brand new cookbook, by the way, right now. It's almost done. We've got one chapter left in it. And we're going to go ahead and send it to press and get it ready to go for the show. And what I'll do is, we'll make a special deal with the Hagman people. I always do that. And what we're going to do, this is a cookbook, and plus it's like an overall health. I'm not going to give you the name, because every time I come out with the name of a new product, somebody copies it. I'm tired of that. I'll announce, but it will be announced first on my show and then your show. I'll probably do it on a Friday night if I'm blessed enough to be on your show on that day, and then do it the same night on your show. So we have a dual release on the book, because I want to have this thing hit really high up on Amazon. And I know if we really push it on these two shows, it'll do it. Now, what's also interesting is this, is that you've got to think about the supplementation that your family and you're doing. You've got to make sure you get enough potassium iodine to protect against cancer, enough vitamin C, enough vitamin D, 3K2, enough vitamin E, all these are, so enough selenium. These are all antioxidants. The problem is when you're eating pesticide-ridden food, Joe, most of the time it's not being raised in soil that has the nutrients in it. So if you have a deficiency of zinc and you have a lower sperm count and the soil doesn't contain zinc, and the plant grows in that soil, there's no zinc in the plant. It's just that simple. And it's all the other nutrients are the same way. That's why when you have the organic farming and the organic crops, they rotate them properly, they rebuild the soil properly, and they give you much higher nutrient density in the food. That's why it's so important that you take supplements on a regular basis like we do, because guys, I've learned, I mean, I'm 61 years old, I feel absolutely great. I always feel great. I've always got tremendous energy. But the thing about it is I really take care of myself. I mean, to recover from a fractured foot, broken foot, in just a couple of months like that and not have any side effects from it, it's pretty neat to be 61 years old and heal that quick. Because I know a lady who was at our doctor's office who dealt for years with a broken foot and finally had to be completely, permanently disabled because her foot simply would not heal. And see, you have to have the right nutrients and enough concentrations in order to be effective. You have to have therapeutic dosing on the supplements, and that's why our protocols work so well. I mean, I was talking to your dad today, you know, several years ago. He called me up, and his blood sugar was at 450. I mean, it was horrible. You remember that, Joe? He's about to be hospitalized. And I said to him, I said, Doug, you're not following my protocol exactly. There's certain things you've got to cut out of your diet. And he goes, okay. So he started doing the supplements like he was supposed to, cut them out of his diet. And I asked him today, I said, how's your blood sugar? He says, Ted, my blood sugar is perfect. And he goes, I don't have to take any metformin any longer. I never had to go on the insulin, so I'm blessed that we actually were able to correct all of this. So guys, this is the Hagmans I'm talking about tonight. This is Doug. Now it's Renee. And Joe's just telling you that him and his wife are eating organic fruits and vegetables. This isn't complicated. Stop eating out. Save the money from eating out. If you do that, you're going to suddenly find yourself. I have a friend of mine, Joe. They're divorced now. But when they used to spend between $3,000 and $4,000 a month. They literally ate out every single meal. And his wife was a great cook. They just chose to eat out all the time, and she got obese from it. I mean, it's really kind of sad because of the number of calories they give you in a lot of these restaurants, also.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You know, that's one thing that here in America and in the West, that people don't pay too much attention to is portion control. And when you're watching your diet and your food intake, which all of us should be doing, we should be monitoring the amount of calories and intake that we have, especially if, you know, you're trying to lose weight and get in shape and be healthy and stay healthy. So often, and one thing about eating out that people don't realize, and people who've worked in the food industry understand this, but a lot of the foods are already, you know, pre-cooked. They're packed in preservatives, frozen. It's not like a lot of these restaurants are, you know, with fresh fruit and vegetables, fresh meat. A lot of the stuff is just basically defrosted and thrown on a plate, and it's not healthy at all. And one thing that people, not only can you save money, but the nutritional benefits of cooking for yourself, especially if you do, even if you're not a cook or don't like to cook, do some research, check out some recipes online. There's so much, even on YouTube videos, they will walk you through, you know, how to make healthy meals and how to do so with the right amount of portions. And before I forget, Ted, we got a question here from Tom. He wants to know how often and how much of the cabbage juice should you drink?
It depends on what you're doing with it. If you're trying to heal your intestines, if you're trying to heal your gut, if you're trying to heal an ulcer, I always tell people you're not going to drink too much cabbage juice. There's really basically hardly any calories in it. It's not going to make you fat. It's really good for you. So if you drink like 8 ounces, 4 or 5 times a day, 8 ounces, it won't hurt you a bit. It'll be very, very beneficial to help heal the intestinal tract. And I'm going to start doing that too, Joe, because I mean, we eat a lot of cabbage, but I'm going to start juicing it and drinking it because I really would like to see what it does to me from a nutritional standpoint, because I know how much the sauerkraut helped me, but it took a few months. But the sauerkraut, because of the fiber content, it really helped me to drop the weight. I mean, I'm down almost 30 pounds. Yeah, about 30 pounds from the peak where I was. And so I'm just really pleased with my weight. And guys, that's being 61 years old and be able to ease the weight down and maintain the lean muscle mass. So we'll talk some more about some stuff when we come back. We got a whole lot more stories to cover. We only have another hour left. So guys, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Yeah, folks, we're talking with Dr. Ted Brewer of healthmasters.com. Bookmark that website. It's a fantastic resource. And not only can you get all your, all the packs that are put together by Ted, you know, the arthritis pack and, you know, the Dave Hodges pack. There's all kinds of great, personalized, specials that are on his website. And he always has the promotional and discount offers for Hagman and Hagman listeners. Folks, we'll be right back with Dr. Ted Brewer right after this.
Greenovative. Go to HagmanReport.com. Click on the link to Greenovative. What Greenovative is, it's a small company in Florida. They created something called the G-Mag Power Cell. It produces electricity by adding salt water to this unit that recharges rechargeable batteries. It's the coolest thing you'll ever see in your life. It's really neat. Really a super device. All right? You need just 2 teaspoons of ordinary table salt, a little water, but a bang, you're charging your rechargeable batteries. Super G-Mag Chargeable is affordable, it's lightweight, weighs about 8 ounces, it's durable, it's EMP proof, and it's environmentally friendly. Yeah, that it is. It'll provide safe and convenient power for recharging 6 AA batteries off the grid when other power sources aren't available. Anywhere, anytime, in any weather, day or night, go to greenovative.com. That's greenovative.com. Folks, in these uncertain times, it just makes sense to have a sustainable backup method for accomplishing one of life's most important tasks, and that's preparing food. This is the way to go. There is nothing better than a Minuteman rocket stove from MinutemanStove.com. We all need a way to cook and a method to process water. I mean, think about it. Think about the many things that could happen to you. Minuteman rocket stove can provide your family or group the perfect solution. It's small, lightweight, wood-burning, and every bit as powerful as a kitchen stove. It's smokeless and fully self-contained for clean storage and transport. Because it's so efficient, it cuts down on your wood gathering and processing chores to a tenth what would be required if cooking the old-fashioned way over an open fire. So don't rely on gas or fuel stoves. Prepare your family. Prepare for yourself. Order a Minuteman rocket stove today. It's going to make bad times much better. Folks, MinutemanStove.com. MinutemanStove.com. Need I say more?
You should have a Minuteman, the survival stove in an ammo can.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.